The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man, and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Do not fear to take Mary as your wife, the messenger of the Lord said to Joseph. Easier said than done, don't you think? The text tells us that Joseph was a just man, a righteous man. That means Joseph was an observant Jew who lived according to the law of God. And do you know what the law prescribed as punishment for adultery? Stoning. And it mattered not that Mary and Joseph weren't yet married. To be betrothed to someone carried the same legal obligations as being married to someone. And the law was crystal clear here. Still, no matter how clear the law was, and how hurt Joseph must have been by Mary's perceived indiscretion, imagine the dread of being commanded to stone the one that you love. And as if Joseph's personal life in shambles wasn't enough, he was also in a horrible position publicly. If he claimed the child, then he was guilty of sexual immorality. If he denied being the father, then he was back to square one, collecting stones to hurl at Mary's head. Joseph was in a really bad position. He truly was damned if he did and damned if he didn't. And so he did what everybody has to do when navigating life by ethical decision making. He fashioned a plan. A plan to hold Mary accountable for sure, but also protect her from public shame. He resolved to divorce her quietly. And it was into this quagmire that the preacher of God told Joseph to fear not, even as the law was attacking him without mercy, both personally and publicly. And then it got worse for Joseph. For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins, the angel continued. Now, leaving aside the biological complexity of the miraculous conception, Joseph had to grapple with the fact that God was not playing by the rules. God was saving his people outside the law, meaning God is an outlaw. So much for Joseph. Or anybody else, for that matter, being righteous according to the law. If God is not righteous according to the law, then how can anybody else be? Right out the window goes control over God with the if-then arrangement of the law. If I obey God's law, then I will be rewarded by God. No, God is saving his people in his way and in his time, totally apart from anything they do or avoid doing. And it was into this reality that the preacher of God told Joseph to fear not again. Even as the law, Joseph trusted the very thing he held on to was ending. Again, easier said than done. For both Joseph and us, God's almighty rule over everything from sparrows dying to the hairs on our head being gnawed and numbered by him, to our eternal destiny apart from our choice and performance, all of that is terrifying. We actually, truly have a God who is above us and is not controllable by us. How could we not fear? Well, left to ourselves, we can't. The only thing that can help is for God to give us a preacher to tell us exactly what he plans for us. And that is exactly what he does. Joseph's preacher had wings. Your preacher wears a funny shirt and has a chin resembling a billy goat. Regardless, the word of God is the same. For God to speak is for God to do. He is almighty, meaning he is able and willing to keep his promise in spite of all the faithlessness in the world, even our own. The Lord promised Abraham the Savior of the world was coming. The old prophet Isaiah proclaimed this same promise of God, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. The angel of the Lord preached to Joseph this same promise that the child in Mary's womb is the Savior of the world. And so I say to you that this long-promised Savior is for you, and you are forgiven without condition for Christ's sake. So, do not fear. Emmanuel, Jesus, is with you to save you. Amen.